on your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at midday, some 9 million pensioners in England and Wales will receive the winter fuel payment this year. The allowance, worth up to £300, will be restored to the vast majority of older people who previously received it. Classic FM's political editor Natasha Clark has more details.
Labour suffered a huge political backlash last summer when they announced plans to take the winter fuel payments from around 10 million pensioners. Today they've announced plans to give that back to around 8 million of them, after a major U-turn from Sir Keir Starmer last month, following their loss of the Runcorn by-election to Reform. Everyone with an income of below £35,000 a year will get the extra cash this winter, and only the very richest won't qualify. It's expected to cost £1.25 billion to reinstate those payments, but the Treasury hasn't said yet how it'll be paid for.
A 9-year-old girl and her father have died in a house fire in West Yorkshire. Another girl, aged 11, is in a critical condition in hospital after the fire broke out in Heckmondwike on Sunday morning. It's not being treated as suspicious. Sir Keir Starmer says artificial intelligence makes us more human. The Prime Minister's promised more than 7 million workers will be trained in using AI by 2030, and skills will also be taught in schools. He's used a speech to say the technology will be hugely transformative. The NHS says hundreds of thousands more regular blood donors are needed in England to meet demand. Officials say there has been a rise in the number of people registering in the last year, but less than a quarter of them have gone on to donate. Uriah Rennie, the Premier League's first black referee, has been described as a true gentleman following his death aged 65. He officiated in more than 300 games between 1997 and 2008. And the weather becoming cloudier for most today. Rain will spread in from the west, but staying dry and warm in the south. A high of 20 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon Conway.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thank you, Simon, and welcome all to the noonday, where Monday starts thinking about lunch and afternoonish things, but not yet. Pachelbel first, I think.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Thank you.
Wonderful. And what a great version as well. Nelson Ferreira playing Grieg's Wedding Day at Trolthaugen. And before that, the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra played the Pachelbel Canon. Well, good morning. Welcome to Classic FM. I'm Alexander Armstrong. Good morning, AA. This is Maria Faulkner from Cheshunt in Hertfordshire. Welcome back. You were very much missed. Thank you very much, Maria. Hi, Alexander. Hilary in Exeter. Lovely to hear you back on the radio. Did I hear you say you've been in Bangalore? And not just for the Tiffin trolley, I hope. Is this another of your travel programmes? Yes, it is. If so, I hope it airs before I go to Bangalore and southern India in November. I think it may. I don't know. One never knows about these schedules. But thank you very much indeed. How exciting. What a lovely thing to be planning. And in November, too. Well, in a moment or two, we should be hearing Mendelssohn's Octet in E-flat. Also, this hour, I have Brahms's Symphony No. 1. And Pavarotti singing Addio, Sogni di Gloria. We're so used to hearing Freddie De Tomaso singing that. It's going to be fun to hear Pavarotti again. Now, this is fun. This is a recent release of a wonderful live recording of Haydn's Creation featuring the Bavarian Radio Symphony Chorus and Orchestra under Simon Rattle. This is Die Himmel erzählen, die Ehre Gottes.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful? I particularly love those that unison bit, the octaves at the end. Very exciting. The third movement of Mendelssohn's Octet in E-flat. And being an octet, it's made up of two quartets, the Kodály Quartet teaming up with the Auer Quartet. Very nice. And before that, we heard Die Himmel erzählen, die Erde Gottes from Haydn's Die Schöpfung, The Creation. That was the Bavarian Radio Symphony Chorus and Orchestra under Simon Rattle. Now, Minnes is going to be here at one with the first Classic FM requests of the week. Do make full use of her generosity in throwing over her playlist like this to you. It's very good of her. Text her right now on 61812 or email via classicfm.com, or indeed you can WhatsApp her on 03-457-49-1812. Simply tell her the music you'd love to hear, and your wish will be her command. Here is Brahms. That is the very exciting finale of Brahms's Symphony No. 1. Andras Nelson's conducting the Boston Symphony Orchestra. A very good morning to the Reverend Stuart Radford in Nailsworth, Gloucestershire. Says, hi, Zander. During half term, I was in your home county, staying in Wooler. I love Wooler. Visiting Bamborough, Beadnall, Holy Island, etc. There was only one problem. I couldn't get Classic FM. Why couldn't you get Classic FM? You need Global Player, Reverend Stuart Radford. I'm sorry I didn't get that, but I'm thrilled that you visited all these wonderful, wonderful places. And you must go back. Go back. In a moment, we should be hearing Luciano Pavarotti singing Addio Sogni di Gloria. And also, I've got the opening movement of Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 coming in a tick on Classic FM.
Tomorrow morning, you could wake up like this.
Polls, tax rises, the EU, doom and gloom.
Or you could wake up like this. Classic FM Breakfast with Dan Walker. Great music when you need it most.
Yes, making those early starts and busy mornings so much brighter.
Listen tomorrow morning from 6:30. Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
They might reorganise your shelves, help you work from home, or let you know your plants need repotting. But the real mischief's in
Felix,
appearing immediately when their favourite food's served. With the irresistible range of Felix food.
It's great to be a cat.
This is your business. This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero Accounting Software. This is managing cash flow. This is managing your cash flow with the help of Xero Accounting Software. These are your customers paying you. These are your customers having more ways to pay you with the help of Xero Accounting Software. This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero, helping you sort your cash flow by giving your customers more ways to pay, so now you can focus on making your business boom! Supercharge your business today with the help of Xero.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
You are not an egg. You should not be put in a box. But when it comes to retirement advice, that's how some people get treated. Put in a one-size-fits-all box. Not at Fisher Investments UK. We work with you to create a personalised retirement plan. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh yeah, we're bouncing.
Don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
I'm Taz. I've been part of the dental hygiene therapy team here at Darwood & Tanner for nearly 20 years. At Darwood & Tanner, we know the importance of ongoing maintenance and long-term care. This is a crucial part of our dental implant treatments, so you can be sure we're here to keep you smiling for many years to come.
A team of dental experts second to none, armed with the very latest in dental implant knowledge, technology, and techniques. Visit darwoodandtanner.co.uk.
Find the latest travel news at classicfm.com.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
Classic FM.
Quando ragazzi felici andavamo alla scuola, con la cartella tra colla ed in tasca la mela. Per il futuro avevamo un vestito di gala, quante speranze di gloria, di celebrità. Ma inesorabile il tempo tracciava il cammino e a testa china anneghiamo nel nostro destino. Addio, sogni di gloria, addio, castelli in aria. Guardo con sordo rancore la mia scrivania, cerco scacciare ma invano la monotonia. Addio, anni di gioventù, perché non ritornate più? Sono una foglia d'autunno che nella tormenta teme il grigiore dei giorni, l'inverno paventa. La donna sincera aspettai, compagna dei giorni miei, ma invano cercai, cercai, amore anche tu dove sei? prendo la penna e continuo la doppia partita. Faccio una macchia d'inchiostro, mi treman le dita. Meglio tacer le memorie, o vecchio cuor mio. Sogni di gloria, addio.
Classic FM. Thank you.
Beautiful. The opening movement of Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 3. That was Thomas Dausgaard conducting the Swedish Chamber Orchestra. And before that, Luciano Pavarotti with the Henry Mancini Orchestra. My goodness, was that the Henry Mancini Orchestra. Wonderful. Singing Carlo Innocenzi's Addio, Sogni di Gloria. Thank you to everyone who's been in touch this morning. Lots of lovely messages welcoming me back. Rowena in sunny Southminster. Sue and Richard, for example, on the A46. Minna's will be along shortly with your Classic FM request. Do text her if you haven't yet on 61812. One more from me before she gets here. Andrew Matthias Ravalli with the Philharmonic Orchestra and the Spanish Dance from Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. Minna's is next. Thank you for all your lovely messages. I'll be back tomorrow at 10.
Classic FM.
My dad was a disaster when it came to DIY. For years, it was a running joke in his Father's Day cards. The wonky kitchen shelf. That time he drilled through an electrical wire. Thankfully, he's finally hung up his hammer at the age of 86. But he's still proud of the family home he created with Mum. So with daily visits from Home Instead, that's where he'll stay. Wonky shelves and all. For award-winning home care you can trust, visit homeinstead.co.uk.
They might reorganise your shelves, help you work from home, or let you know your plants need repotting. But the real mischief's in
Felix,
appearing immediately when their favourite food's served. With the irresistible range of Felix food.
It's great to be a cat.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
When it comes to retirement advice, the last thing you want is to be put in a bucket. Seen as this type of person or that type of person. At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a bucket. We always tailor retirement advice that's just right for you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dream Stock Clearance Sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
For over 60 years, WWF have been working to protect and restore nature, so future generations have a world with thriving habitats and wildlife. You can make a difference by adopting a giant panda from £5 a month, helping to create wildlife corridors to reconnect panda habitats. It's a huge challenge, but if we all act together, there is hope. Search WWF Adopt a Panda and help bring our world back to life.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
If I need an eye test, I don't go to Specsavers.
One thing you won't see at Specsavers is me.
Do I go?
Yes!
I mean, no.
Me? I don't go to Specsavers. Nor you, eh, Spike?
Should have gone to Specsavers. Nah.
Hi, Specsavers. Here for your eye test.
They come to me instead.
Come in. Kettle's on.
Oh, thank you.
If you can't go to Specsavers unaccompanied, we could come to you. See if you're eligible at specsavers.co.uk/home visits.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next. On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 1 o'clock, it's been confirmed everyone over the state pension age in England and Wales with an income of or below £35,000 a year will benefit from the winter fuel payment this year. The Treasury says it means 9 million more pensioners will receive the allowance. Ministers say no one eligible needs to take action. Meg, a pensioner from London, has been campaigning outside Downing Street this morning.
I'm so delighted because my two pensions, state pension and teacher's pension, only come to £26,000. And I've just had a huge rent increase to £18,000 a year, as well as everything else increasing. So this is going to keep me warm this winter.
The Chancellor says the government has listened to people. Ukraine's Air Force says Russia carried out its biggest overnight drone attack of the war, launching almost 480 across the country. Officials say the barrage, including 20 missiles, targeted mainly central and western areas of Ukraine. They claim one person has been injured, but that has not been verified. West Yorkshire police say a father and his daughter, who's aged 9, have died in a house fire in Heckmondwike. An 11-year-old girl is critically ill in hospital. A £187 million drive is to go into teaching secondary school pupils skills in artificial intelligence. The government estimates that by 2030, around 10 million people across the UK will have a job involving some form of AI. And Andrew Lloyd Webber is celebrating his first Tony Award in 3 decades. He claimed the Best Musical Revival Prize last night for his stripped-down version of Sunset Boulevard. Collecting the award in New York, the composer said he had no plans to